I work for the World Bank Group, and I have the honor to serve in more than 80 countries across the world. I'm originally from Cuenca, Ecuador. My family migrated to the United States. I have that the perspective of the other since I moved here when I was an adolescent. So I understood that I was different, mainly because I grew up under different conditions and I had different experiences. And then I was able to understand that the kids at that time, the adolescents that were my peers, had grown in a different environment that had shaped their perspectives. But at the end of the day, we were able to find commonalities. We were able to discover that we like same things. So that helped me anchor, I would say, a great capacity to fit in any context and to accept people as they are, rather than trying to impose my beliefs, my perspectives on them. The goal was how you understand them, how you put yourself in the shoes of others, and how by doing that you learn and build upon arrangements that allow you to maximize the impact of the things that you were doing, mainly because you had benefit from learning from others. Diversity. I think that's a value proposition for any enterprise, for any international organization. If you value diversity, if you promote diversity, you are bringing different perspectives as part of a compendium. Mm-hmm. I think you are able to offer a broader, more rich perspective, but also a different, a more richer way of doing things in order to improve the world. So diversity has been a core element, but we have more than discussing is how we have gone about mainstreaming it as part of our daily operations into the day-to-day practices, how we incorporate those, how we mainstream those basic concepts in our day-to-day lives. And I think if you do that, you don't have to be repeating, just do it.